welcome to our newest host from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
Indeed we are.
Yeah, and we do return to games this week. We've had a couple of episodes where we've been talking about all sorts. We've been talking about movies, comics, other things. But this week it's all game-related. We're talking about the recently released trailer for the... preview the Nintendo Switch and the trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep.
Which we both watched and both enjoyed, I think.
Yeah. It's like they both released on the same day, which was...
They did. Kind of... Big day.
Yeah. So, shall we start with the Switch?
Yeah.
I guess we'll start with Switch. What do you think of the name? Because some people were like, oh, that's a weird name.
I think, Nintendo got away with a really successful console called the Wii.
So exactly.
I think they've got carte blanche to choose whatever title they want, really.
Yeah, I thought that was just a really weird... I said to my boyfriend Dave, I was like, yeah, people were moaning about it being called the Switch. He's like, what, an electrical device called the Switch? Yeah, that's a real left field leap.
Yeah, I mean they do sort of try to position their consoles differently from PlayStation and Xbox. They're all consoles, but you don't generally think of Nintendo consoles as occupying the same continuum as the other two, which are kind of at war as being the big new flashy consoles. Nintendo consoles, at least in the last sort of three generations, have always been a bit of an alongside, doing something a bit different. Which I like. I've had a Wii. I've got a Wii U. And I'm looking forward to the Switch. I thought it's quite an interesting looking console.
Okay. What did you think? So let me have a look through my notes. What did you think of the look of it?
I mean, it looks like a kind of bulky Android tablet, doesn't it?
Does. Yeah. But it has that kind of really cute face to it. You know how cars have a face.
I don't think I noticed this.
Did you not?
No. I see what you mean. The logo, the sort of stylized thing where it comes together and it's got... Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's got the sort of... And people have made plushies of it. Instant plushies, and people had felted it and things and made a sort of little sad puppy out of the face of the Switch when it's all together. The buttons are like a little... eyes and a nose and a mouth. So I quite like that. I thought it looked kind of retro. It's kind of retro chic.
I know what you mean.
Because it's kind of chunky and round and it's grey. It's back to grey, which is
got that sort of mottled, not mottled, but sort of rough textured backing. It's like molded plastic.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of, and I suppose the trailer or whatever we want to call this thing, preview, goes on to, because I was thinking, it's kind of retro chic, and then it's clearly sort of targeted at the sort of millennials or sort of 18 to 20 year olds. So that kind of fits in with the aesthetic. You know, everybody wants to go back to the 80s or the 90s or wherever they are now in the retro continuum. And so that kind of fits in with that demographic that they're aiming for.
Absolutely.
Who are all buying Walkmans or Walkmen.
Is that a thing now? Are people buying Walkmans?
Yeah,
again?
That's a thing.
Surely MP3 enabled one. Surely people aren't buying cassette tapes.
I don't know. Let's buy an inferior audio system. Yeah.
It's like vinyl, isn't it? I don't think anyone thinks cassettes are like vinyl.
No. Vinyl's superior. Cassettes are just a pain.
Yeah.
I wasn't totally sold on it, I have to have to say. I'm concerned about the build quality because I think it will have to come in around the £300 mark.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't pay any more than that.
No,
Because
I wasn't saying any more. I would have thought it would probably be significantly less given the
oh,
prices
I
that
see what
they.
you mean. I'd say, at the most, it would have
Yeah.
to come in at
Yeah,
that.
I don't think they'd get away with charging much more than that. I mean, I can't remember what the Wii U was priced at, but it wasn't far north of £200, as I recall, when the Wii U came out. Yeah,
But
the Nintendo, at least recently, have always gone for lower power machines, and I think that's that they don't necessarily pass those savings on to the consumer, as the sort of expression has it. But they definitely produce lower price point consoles than. You know, PS3 was famously $599 US, and the PS4 was pretty expensive at launch as well.
But then there may be some concerns about how well Zelda's gonna run on the machine, because that looks like a really ambitious, massive open world.
Yeah, I think again with the games that have come out on the Wii U, they have looked good without necessarily being incredibly graphically intensive. They go for they sort of convey their graphics through clean lines and color design rather than high intensity shaders or HDR lighting or whatever. They still make sort of good high res games. It's just in a slightly different way than the PS4 or the Xbox do.
Yeah, but I suppose it's more than just the graphics, though, isn't it? When because Link looks like he's going to be doing, it's like horse riding, and there's all sorts of stuff going on. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just one of the question marks I have. How the graphical integrity is going to stand up going from small screen to a really large screen if it's plugging into your TV, your whatever 60 inch, whatever LED, whatever your screen is these days, TV. Yeah, that's just, I don't know. And also, if it's between £200 and £300, you've got these tiny little controllers and they click in and out of each other all the time, and what's it going to be made like, Lego or something? It's going to have to be quite robust.
Yeah, I suppose that was one of the things I really liked looking at the trailer was that you can take the you can either hook it into the sort of little controller mount that it's got and use it like a controller that way, or you can just have one of them in each hand, which I think is great. And I mean, the Wii originally sort of did that with the nunchuck and the Wii remote, but it again that didn't really feel like a real controller, even though it kind of had the same functionality on both sides. But just having free hands with a traditional controller interface, I just I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're more sold on it than I am.
Yeah, I think I am. I'm not. I don't know if it's going to be successful. I thought the Wii U was going to be really successful, and it has kind of petered out in the later stages of its console, in the later stages of its lifespan, and
Well, and the Wii U was a complete.
yes, it's been sort of a failure.
Yeah.
I don't want to say a failure, but it has been a loss for Nintendo, I think. I'm
Yeah, I
sure I've read that
think
somewhere.
in Nintendo terms, that's a
Yeah.
complete failure.
Fair enough. But the thing is, I still like mine. I still use mine. I still play Mario Maker occasionally, and there were some good games that came out on it. And that's kind of why I'm excited for the Switch as well, because I do want to play the next Mario title. I do want to play the next Zelda.
Yeah, I
I'm
do
just
want to play the
interested in what
next
they are.
Zelda, but it'll definitely depend on how much. I don't want to pay it. I don't want to play it £300 much.
No, exactly.
It does look gorgeous. That's the thing I'm most excited about. I haven't had a Nintendo console since GameCube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nintendo's going back a way.
Yeah. I had some of their handhelds. Do I have a DS? I think the last handheld I had was DS.
Oh, fair
And
enough.
that's the other thing. It's like kind of what happens to their handheld market, which, they've always dominated the handheld market.
I
And
bought a new 3DS the other day.
did you?
Yeah, I did. I went out and bought one of the second generation 3DSs, which I've been enjoying over the last week.
So are they Are they expecting everyone to just switch over to the Switch?
Well, I don't think the Switch is positioned to replace their sort of handheld market. I mean, I think even as portable as it is, I don't think you're going to see people in the streets playing with Switches. I think that's a bit sort of overambitious. It's still kind of a big thing. You can imagine people playing it on car rides and plane trips, but I don't think people are
Yeah,
going to
like they
be.
did in the video.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Although there was some fun stuff in that video. There was those kids playing basketball, and then they come away from the actual basketball game, and they start playing one of
Yeah.
the NBA 2K17 or whatever it is they're
I
playing on there,
know. Yeah.
and they're having way more fun.
I
It's just like, yeah, and like, yeah,
know. And take it to roof parties. You know, all
yeah,
those roof
exactly.
parties we go to, Drew.
Yeah, I love that. But she glanced out her window. She sees her friends there, and she said, "Oh, I should take Mario with
Yeah,
me."
exactly. You know what would really liven up
Well,
this
yeah.
summer roof party in Manhattan? It was quite interesting because there were no families, no kids.
No.
It was firmly targeted at a different demographic to the one we're used to
Yeah,
Nintendo going
definitely.
for. It's quite interesting.
I think recently they have sort of been trying to move away from, I mean, not since the Wii, but certainly since the Wii U, they've been trying to move away from the idea that Nintendo consoles are consoles for children, because that is a sort of stigma that they've picked up because their games have, bright primary colors
Yeah.
and such. And they do make a lot of games which are suitable for children, I guess. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think they're trying to sort of upgrade themselves a little bit with this one. Because you couldn't
Yeah.
give a Nintendo Switch to a child anyway, because they will drop it. They will take it outside and drop it, and that's
And
200, 300
lose
pounds.
those tiny controllers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't give a portable console to a child. That's just asking for trouble.
So, is there anything else on the Switch? I'm kind of intrigued, but I'm not excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna buy one on launch. I'm definitely gonna see how that first 6 months of it shakes out before I even consider buying one, I think.
Yeah, I suppose, well, we haven't talked about the third party partnerships they've got going on.
I'm not really up to speed on these. What's been announced?
Now you're testing me. Now you're testing my memory because
Yeah. I guess Ubisoft are in there somewhere.
they have Skyrim.
Oh, right, yeah, that was in the trailer.
Yeah.
That was perfect. That's just been re-released. The special edition has come out on PS4 and Xbox One, and they've released a remastered version on PC as well, so.
But that's it's quite cool to have Skyrim
Yeah,
on the
well.
Nintendo. So they've got Bethesda, they've got Activision. Oh, remember Activision? Remember
Yeah.
when Activision were huge? They've got Platinum Games, which is quite cool.
Oh yeah, because they were quite present on the Wii U as well, I think. They're a Nintendo mainstay.
They've got the other sort of mainstays. They've got Capcom, they've got Sega, they've got CoDies, they've got Square,
So they'll be.
E they've got EA, that's kind of cool, Take-Two, it's got Telltale Games. See, stuff like that would be quite nice.
Yeah.
Telltale would probably run nicely on it.
Yeah, I imagine we're going to see a lot of sort of re-releases of previous generation software on it then,
Yeah.
especially if it's Telltale. I'm sure we won't get, a year into the console without all of those series being released
Yeah,
for download.
they've got Konami, and what was the other one I was going to say? Oh, Ubisoft. It's quite
Ubisoft. See,
interesting.
I said that at the start. I knew it'd be Ubisoft. Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Watch
whatever they come up with
Dogs
next.
2? Really?
Well, I'm sure it will be.
What, they'll have to like drop it down a bit, presumably,
You think?
graphics-wise.
I'm sure they can manage it. I mean, the first one came out on the Wii U, didn't
Okay.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure, and sorry, probably the next Assassin's Creed game as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah. Be interesting. So, yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't buy a Switch to play old games, though.
No, that exactly. I certainly wouldn't be that interested in playing Skyrim on it, to be frank.
No, well, that obviously for me, no,
No, but
but lots of people did seem excited about that.
yeah,
So,
fair enough.
yeah, but that's Skyrim. So, it's quite a big thumbs up from you.
I guess I'm not that hot on it. I am optimistic, but
Yeah, you
like I say,
are
I'm going to hedge my bet.
optimistic, and I am.
Skeptical?
Yeah,
Okay, fair
I
enough.
think that's fair to say. So let's move on to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Oh my
I have a
God.
feeling you're going to be more positive about this one.
Yeah, I
Yeah?
am so excited about this. So that really made my day because I was like, okay, I'll write my column about Nintendo Switch, and then I was like, oh
Never
my
mind.
God. Exactly.
Something else has come along.
Nintendo who? Yeah, I'm so excited. I just thought they were never going to get round to doing it,
Yeah,
basically.
it seems to be a kind of slightly neglected franchise on Rockstar's part. Like the first one was such a well, the first actually the first one, the second one.
Yeah.
Have you played Red Dead Revolver?
No.
No, me neither. Okay,
Did
so
I?
yeah,
No.
the
No.
fir okay, so Red Dead Revolver 2, Red Dead Redemption,
Yeah.
is like it's such a good game. It's a really good game. I mean, it has flaws, but just the atmosphere and the open worldness, and it's just nice to sort of get out there and ride a horse through the Old
Yeah.
West. It's just,
The
it's a,
soundtrack was
exactly.
fantastic.
It's
The
one of those games that
story
you
was great.
really can get lost in,
Yeah.
which is what I loved about it. I think I played like the first half of it before just putting it down and not picking it back up for long enough that I didn't go back to it. I've always been bothered that they didn't re-release that on the new on PS4 when the PS4 came out. They'll
Yeah.
do a sort of HD remake of it because I'm
Oh,
gonna.
so you could actually, so you'd never finished it.
No, I've never finished
That's
it.
weird because I was playing it and I stopped playing it. I don't know. And I was talking to our editor, John, and he's like, what do you mean you haven't finished it? And I was like, well, I got to this bit and I got a bit like, not bored exactly, but I just put it down. He's like, oh my God. He's like, you've got to go back to it. He's like, it's freaking amazing. And I was like, okay. And then I started it again. And it's kind of like when you pick up a book and it's just not right. And then you pick it up, a year later and you're just like obsessed with
Yeah,
it.
absolutely.
And that's what happened. So it's weird that you kind of had that too.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to dig out my PS3 again, aren't
Because what, yeah, it was amazing and it gets really good as it goes on. And yeah, it's a good ending, I thought.
Fair enough. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm getting the urge to go back to it, I think. The
Yeah.
trailer has whet my appetite.
Yeah. Yeah. So the trailer.
Yeah.
What did you
Oh yeah, the trailer.
what?
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
What did
mean,
you think?
there's not a whole
Well,
lot to see.
teaser. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a minute long, and it's big shots, big wide shots of a really gorgeously rendered Old West,
Ooh, it looks
and
gorgeous, doesn't it?
yeah, and I know people, I know you in particular have picked the trailer apart and looked for clues and hints about what the plot's going to be. And there's a guy there who looks a little bit like John Marsden, and there's some other stuff that people have been posting YouTube videos about. The
Yeah,
YouTube
that
videos which
maybe
have,
one of the posse is a woman.
yeah, I would be surprised if they weren't. That would be a really sort of they would get in so much trouble if
Yeah,
one of those
because
were.
seeing as everyone always says that about Rockstar,
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to make any concessions, but yeah, it'd
Yeah.
just be a bit pig-headed if they just
Yeah.
continued down the
Absolutely.
Martin Scorsese route of not doing women.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'm that's one of the things that excites me about it is the idea that it is a posse. I don't know if it's been confirmed or addressed anywhere whether it is actually going to be,
No.
seven different playable characters or whether it's going to be one guy leading a team.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be John Marsden or do you think it's going to be someone else? And what would you prefer?
I think probably I would prefer it to be all new characters. I'd probably
Yeah,
prefer a
me too.
standalone story,
Yeah, me too.
told for its own benefit, and not as a sequel to
Or
someone else's.
prequel or whatever. Yeah. Because, I mean, I have a feeling that it's set earlier than Red Dead. Yeah, just because Red Dead was set right at the end of the Wild West.
Right.
There were cars, weren't there? There was like one car at the beginning or something, and all the Native Americans were already on the reservations, and the buffalo had all but been wiped out pretty much, hadn't they? Mm-hmm. There weren't any buffalo, were there, roaming?
I can't remember. It's been a while since I played that game.
Yeah. I think they were painted on the map, but you never actually came across big herds of buffalo because it was just at the tail end of that period. So that's what I was looking for clues for, was sort of a sense of it being earlier.
Yeah.
And it kind of does look a bit more grungy than Red Dead. It's like really muddy, and I don't know if that's just because they fancied giving it a different feel, but it feels like it might be in a different kind of part of America as well, just because it's kind of greener, it hasn't got that spaghetti western feel. It's got more of a Revenant feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's definitely sort of a grittiness to it that maybe wasn't present to such a great degree in the first game.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I do wonder how much of that is just due to increased graphical fidelity.
I mean, that's the other thing I was going to say. They've done mud and stuff just because they can. Although there was late, I don't know if you got to the swamp area in Red Dead. Yeah, and I think that had that kind of feel. So I think they could do it then. But yeah, the thing that really intrigues me is the canoe, because it makes me wonder if there are going to be Native Americans in this one. Which would be great.
Yeah, depending on how they're portrayed and how they are sort of in relation to the player, I can foresee them running into a lot of trouble if it's just about shooting Indians being a cowboy.
I mean that it wasn't the only role of Native Americans there, you know.
That would be the sort of lazy route for a cowboy game to go down.
Yeah, but I don't think they would.
I think they do.
And what else? Oh yeah, the wildlife. It seemed like just from the teaser, there was a little bit, because there always was the wildlife thing. You went out and hunted, but you could see something preyed on something else, which was quite cool.
Yeah.
There was a bit in the woods where something jumped on some other mouse or something. And so it'd be good if there was some sort of ecosystem thing going on.
Yeah. And interactions that are not dependent on the player.
Yeah. So, I wonder if there's a little bit more emphasis or a different kind of emphasis on hunting, you know, maybe trading stuff like skins and things like that.
I've had enough of skinning animals in video games.
Yeah, that's true, but the thing is, it's kind of integral to the Wild West, that sort of the trader thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
In some ways. I know what you mean. It could go collect 7 pelts type thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff like that you can portray in video games without actually making the player do the sort of nitty gritty of it.
Yeah, exactly.
If there are missions where I have to go out and collect 5 bear skins, I'm going to be turned off pretty quickly. But I mean, that stuff is not present to a great degree in the first game.
No. And then the oil fields as well. I thought they looked like they were quite early.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. And there was top hats. I don't know. I'm thinking that it's going to be set earlier because it was just so late, the last one, it wouldn't give them much scope.
Yep. They have to set the entire game in like the 5 minutes between the end of Red Dead 1 and the Wild West.
So that's Red Dead, and I mean, I'm super excited about that one, to use that horrible phrase. And fall 2017, you don't think it's going to hit, do you?
No, I think there's a pretty good chance that that's going to get delayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
I mean,
not
I'm
so
perfectly willing to
sure.
be proven wrong, and I'd love to play
Yeah.
that by next Christmas.
Yeah. So I think, is it two thumbs up for Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yes, yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it.
You're not very excited. You're not as excited as I am then.
No, I suppose I mean, I am. I really like the first one, and I'm
Quietly
really gonna,
excited.
yeah, I'm reservedly, d excited in a very dignified way.
Yeah, exactly. That's you, Drew. Always. But you have to finish Red Dead, and then
I
you'll
do.
probably be more excited.
I'm looking at my PS3 right now and just thinking, should I get that down tonight?
That's the should call that a wrap, as they
Yeah.
say in the biz,
Yeah, as they say in
because
some
that's what we
variation of that, I
are.
think. Yeah. Cool.
So, until next time, Drew.
Yeah. Cheerio. Thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of Are You the Toss, and why wouldn't you? You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Are You the Toss. You can also find our RSS feed on our main page at gameindustry.com. If you don't use iTunes and you use another podcast player, that should work fine with it.
We're also on SoundCloud. Look for Argue the Toss. Our host, of course, is gameindustry.com. So you can talk to us via the Twitter page there, which is at Gin Lounge. You can also find us on YouTube. And Game Industry News is also on Facebook, on Google Plus, and all those good social media things. So give us a thumbs up, give us a like, tell us what you like. It's awesome. You're awesome for listening. Thank you so much.
Nailed it.